Hagutamayit, everyone. I'd like to share with you a Chasam Sofer. Mimacharas HaShabbos Yinifenu HaKoyin, the Karban HaOmer, which we mentioned yesterday, the barley flour Karban. The Torah says, when is it brought? Mimacharas HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos, which Chazal tell us does not mean what we call Shabbos, the seventh day of the week. It's referring to the first day of Pesach, which is called Shabbos. Mimacharas HaShabbos, the day after the first day of Pesach, Yinifenu HaKoyin, the Karban HaOmer is brought by the Koyin. And the Chasam Sofer says that it's clear from the Pasuk that the Karban HaOmer is connected to the first day of Pesach. It's not just that it happens to be on the second day of Pesach, the day after the first. There's some type of connection. And he says that Haman, in the times of Purim, he knew what went on in Jewish history on every single day when he made his lots. And on the day of Tez Zayin Nisan, the day when ended up being his downfall, he was hanged on that day. He had to parade Mordechai through the street. When this, all that action was going on, Haman himself was not really afraid of Klal Yisrael having a Yeshua on that day. Now, why is that? Haman knew that day was the day of Akrovas HaOmer. There was a schus that Klal Yisrael had in the times of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash that we brought a Karban HaOmer. And he also knew that the Omer had the power to bring unbelievable Yeshuas. Chazal say, B'schus HaOmer, we conquered Eretz Yisrael. He knew that earlier in history, Gidoin, in the times of Gidoin, the Medrash tells us that he had a Yeshua on the second day of Pesach, B'schus, the Karban HaOmer. Haman knew the power of the Karban HaOmer. However, Haman understood that the Karban HaOmer only has its power if it's Mimacharas HaShabbos. Meaning, if Klal Yisrael performs the mitzvahs of the first day of Pesach, the matzah, Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim, perhaps even Karban Pesach, if it's Mimacharas HaShabbos, you perform the mitzvahs on the first day of Pesach properly, then the Karban HaOmer on the second day is an unbelievable schus for Klal Yisrael. But Haman knew that in his times, Mordechai and Esther had enacted a three-day fast, and that year Klal Yisrael didn't keep Pesach. They didn't eat the matzah, and he wants to say perhaps if there's no matzah, they didn't talk about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim either. Bavur Zeh, there's no matzah, there's nothing to talk about. So Haman said, yes, I know today is a day that's misugal for Klal Yisrael to have Yeshua, but not this year, because they didn't have a first day of Pesach. But Haman made one big mistake, and that is that Klal Yisrael, even if we can't keep a mitzvah, even if we can't bring a karban b'poyel, however, when neshama parim sfaseinu, we never give up. If we can't do something, we talk about it, we learn about it. And that's as if we brought it. That's what our tefillas are all about, especially tefillas musaf. We can't bring the karban musaf, so we daven, and we talk about it, and we lay in the psukim. And he didn't know, says the Chasam Sofer, that although Klal Yisrael in his generation did not eat the matzah, and for sure didn't have a karban pesach, but mikol makom karu psukei matzah pesach, they read the psukim in the Torah about the Karban Pesach. They talked about the halachas of the Karban Pesach. They read the psukim of matzah. They couldn't eat the matzah, but they learned about the matzah. Umala aleim kilukimo bepoyel, and in Shamayim Hashem considered it as if they actually ate the matzah, brought the Karban Pesach, and probably they therefore also talked about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, they did have this chus of the first day of Pesach on their side. And that's why when Haman came looking for Mordechai, he found him with his Talmidim. What were they learning about? They were learning about the Karban HaOmer. It wasn't that the second day of Pesach is just a day that's misugal for the Karban Ha'omer in its Yeshuas. He looked at Mordechai and he saw him learning about it. Unishalma Parim Sfaseinu. He understood that by learning about it, it's as if they brought the Karban Ha'omer. It wasn't something that was in the past. Haman saw in the present. Klal Yisrael was bringing a Karban Ha'omer through learning about the halachas of the Karban Ha'omer. And at that point, he realized that the same thing happened the day before on Leil Pesach, that although Klal Yisrael didn't eat the matzah, they talked about the matzah, they learned about the matzah, and they had the schus of the Leil Pesach as well. And he realized at that point that not only did they have the power of the Karban Ha'omer, it was actually Mimacharas HaShabbos Yinifenu HaKoyen. They had the schus of Leil Pesach, and then the schus of the Karban Ha'omer that comes along with it. And he looked at Mordechai and he said, your handful of barley flour was able to be mevatel, the 10,000 silver coins that I gave to Achashverosh. What handful of barley flour? There was no Karban Ha'omer being brought. They were learning about it. But with those words, Haman showed that he understood that when you learn about it, it's as if you actually have that kmitza, that handful of the Karban Ha'omer, and you're actually bringing it on the Mizbeach. He understood that learning about it is real. It's ki'ilu kimam, is as if they actually brought the Karban. And at that point he realized that he was defeated, because Klal Yisrael had the schus of Mimacharas HaShabbos Yenifenu HaKoyen. What a lesson for us. We're in a situation in Galus, as we mentioned with the Karbanos, we're always in this situation. But in our situation now, there's so many things that we can't do. We can't learn in our Beis HaMedrash, Birabim. We can't daven with a minyan, say an Amen Yeheshmei Rabba, a Kedusha, a Birchas Kayanim, Yizkor's coming up. So many things that we can't do. However, Klal Yisrael is never down and out. If we can't do it bepoyel, we do our best. And we have a makeshift Beis HaKnesses in our homes. We don't just sit back and say, okay, we can't do it, what should we do? We'll just daven and do what we could do. No, we try our best. We have a makeshift Beis HaKnesses. We daven with a geshmak. We sing Hallel. We can't say Birchas Kayanim. Yizkor, those who say Yizkor will be able to say Yizkor. But we have to realize that we are never down and out. Unishalma parim svaseinu. We never give up. We never let go. We'll do the best that we could do. We can't lane. We'll read the psukim from the Chumash. You'll tell me, in halacha, there's no chiyuv to do it. In halacha, perhaps, we're not even in mekayim, the mitzvah of kriyas ha-Torah. But it's part, in my opinion, of a neshama parim svaseinu. It shows the Ribbono Shel Olam we really want to do it. It shows a cheshek that we want to do it. If we can't actually do it, we'll learn about it. We'll read the psukim. And that is the schus that we have, kilu kimam bepoyel. To the best of our ability, it's as if in Shamayim, we actually davened in a shul. We actually said a Amen Yeheshmei Rabba. We actually said a Kedusha. Unishalma parim svaseinu. We have that power, that even when we can't do something in the proper way, we can't actually do it, but we still do our best. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us and says, oh, Klal Yisrael has such a cheshek. They try their best. They don't let go. It's as if they were mekayim it. And we should be zoiche to be able to keep this going, keep this hergish, that we want to be in shul, and we want to be able to get back to the shuls. But if chas v'shalom, this gezeira continues, and every day that it continues, we're not going to let up. We're going to do our best. Unishalma parim svaseinu. Hashem should see that we really want to do it, and we want to come back to our shuls, and to our batei midrashes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring the Yeshua, Mimacharas HaShabbos, Yenifenu HaKoyen, bring us that Yeshua, bring us back to our shuls, but bring us even more than that, back to the Beis HaMikdash. Uneshalma Parim Sfaseinu, we should actually bring those karbanos, the karbanos Tamid, the karbanos Musaf, all the karbanos, it should be b'mheirav Yameinu, Amen.